Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. We are recording from Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Nazir Chaf Dalid, Nazir 24a, pagination is 47. We're going to start from the facing page, a Gemara that will bring us up to today's daf. So let's begin on Nazir Chaf Gimel Amud Beis 23b, pagination 46. About a third of the way up on the page, at the end of a line by a two dots, Gufa Omar, Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Statement over here from Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, which is critical to our understanding the viewpoint of Judaism regarding an Aveira, something that's done wrong by somebody, in that Hashem doesn't view things as either black and white, either it's bad, so we totally ignore it, and it's terrible, and it's just punishment, or it's good, and it's totally good, and that's it. But actually, there are nuances within the act which have to be judged. That certainly can be true, that a person is doing a good deed, but there are certain acts that are, there's certain nuances in the act which are depraved, which are very bad. There could be haughtiness, for example, and that will infringe on the mitzvah, and perhaps the person will get reward on one hand and punishment on the other for the very same act. Likewise, our Gemara is going to focus on a bad person, a wicked person, who's doing something, but there's a redeeming factor. On some level, there's some goodness, and therefore goodness on some level will result. Says Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, La'olam yasok odam b'torah uv'mitzvus afilu shalo lishman. A person should do mitzvahs, good deeds, even for the wrong reasons. Shemitoch shalo lishmon balishmon. Because as a result of doing them for the wrong reasons, something good will come of it. Shebischar membeis karbanos shehikriv bala karasha. As a result of the 42 karbanos that Balak, the wicked one, brought. Parshas Balak and the story of Bilam trying to curse the Jews. Zacha v'yatza mimenu Rus. He merited to have Rus, the great-grandmother of David, come from him. V'omer Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina, Rus bas beno shel Eglon melech Moav ha'isa. Rus was a descendant of Eglon, who was a descendant of Balak. And this is one example that he did good. He brought karbanos, even though it was a bad intent. It was to manipulate Hashem, to get on Hashem's good side so that he could curse the Jews. Nevertheless, some good can come of it. Now, Tosfos observes that there's a Gemara in Brachas that says that a person who's osek b'mitzvah shalo lishma, noach lo shalo nivra. A person who toils in mitzvahs for the wrong reasons, it would be better that he wasn't created. And Tosfos explains that that refers to lekapeach acherim, a person who's trying to antagonize others, he's trying to best other people, so then that's bad. A person, for example, who learns so much Torah so that he can be scholarly, so that he can embarrass others. So that's noach lo shalo nivra. Better he shouldn't have been created. It is possible that these two Gemaras are simultaneously true. If it was up to us, we would rather that the person never be created than to be taking religious and spiritual energy and abusing it We would rather that they never entered the scene. We would rather be without a Balak, without a Bilam. But advice to the person is, you should still do mitzvahs, even if you're way off. It's good for you. Good things will happen. It's interesting that Rav Yehuda Amar Rav qualified themselves in the statement, and they said, Shamitoch Shalo Lishma Ba Lishma. It's not really the Shalo Lishma that we're advising you to do, it's that hopefully as a result of doing mitzvahs, someday you'll do it for the right reasons. But in any case, I think we get a picture over here that even though it's bad and we wish it wouldn't be done, on some level there's some good. You're bringing karbanos to Hashem. You're acknowledging that it's Hashem who is the force and not some avodah zarah. And on some level it's good, and it resulted in him meriting a descendant like Rus. Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rav Yechanan, the Gemara continues. Minayin she'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekapeach afilu schar sicha no'e. Hashem doesn't withhold, and he doesn't get difficult with people. He rewards even pleasant speech. And here we have an example from Parshas Vayera, where Ammon and Moab, as nations, are created by an illicit relationship. At the end of Perek Yutes, chapter 19 in Bereishis, we find that the two daughters of Lot live with him one night after another. The older goes first and names the resulting son Moav, meaning from the father. The second daughter goes second and names the child Ben Ami, the son of my nation, a little bit more discreet than saying that this child is from my father. And even though we could well imagine that Hashem could have just said, get out of here, this is awful, I'm not interested in giving any reward at all to this entire tragedy. Nevertheless, we find that Hashem doesn't withhold, even sicha noe, even the pleasant speech is acknowledged. De'ilu Bechira, the older child, de'karise Moav, that calls the child from my father. Amalei Rachman al tatzeres Moav ve'al tiskar bam milchama. Hashem says about Moav that you shouldn't instigate war with them. Milchama hu delo. The prohibition is only not to instigate war. Aval tzu'uritza arinon. There is some level of pain that you're allowed to cause them, instigating them, teasing them. Ve'ilu tzi'ira, but the younger one, dekarise ben ami, that calls the child in a more discreet way, also from the father, but she doesn't say it like that. She says, from my nation, omale al tetzurem val tiskor bom, afilu tzu'ure lo tzitzarinon klal, you're not allowed to afflict them at all. There's a greater level of protection to the nation resulting from the daughter who was a little bit more discreet. So on the one hand, the second daughter gets more credit because she says, Ben Ami, I don't know if more credit is the right word, but she gets an accommodation because she said Ben Ami. She's considered the better of the two on one level. The Gemara continues and says what I believe is something even more astounding. Amar Rav Chiya bar Oven, Amar Rav Yeshua ben Korcha. La'olam yaktem odam ledvar mitzvah. A person should always go quickly to do a mitzvah. Because even though these two daughters of Lot were doing bad, and it was an illicit relationship with their father, nevertheless, they thought they were doing a mitzvah. They convinced themselves that they're doing a mitzvah. They convinced themselves it's like the marble, everything is destroyed, and the only way to continue humanity is to live with their father. Shebischar lailo echas shekadmosa bechira latziira. the older daughter is given credit for the one night that she preceded the younger daughter, her initiative. Zachsa v'kadma arba adoros b'Yisrael l'malchus. Her family preceded entering into the Jewish people by four generations, and she is going to be the founder. She's already in the lineage to be the founder of Malchus Beis David, whereas Amon indeed produces a child that will join the Jewish people, Na'ama Ho'amonis, but she's not going to marry into the Jewish people until generations later. And there you see that at least the Gemara is attributing it to the fact that even though they were doing wrong, but at least in their minds, they were doing something that was a mitzvah, and the one who did it sooner ends up joining the Jewish people sooner as a level of reward. Even though the entire act is sinful, Hashem does not overlook whatever redeeming factors there might be within the incident. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.